Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good morning and welcome to the Town Talk Show. I'm Kelsey Slaughter here with Danessa Churchwell, and we have Mr. Aaron Waldrop in the studio from Wellman Union in the flesh. How are you this morning, Mr. Waldrop?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good. We are happy to have you in. Before we get started with all of our questions, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the sound of a large Coke at McDonald's. And that is the sound of our straw going into the Coke. And now that any size Coke is only a dollar all summer long, this is the sound of someone taking a long sip. And if you think that sounds good, how about any small McDonald's smoothie, frappe, or shake for $2? Now top that. Ooh, whipped topping. Only at McDonald's. A la carte only. Limited time offer at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or any combo meal.
I'm the neighbor with the orange zero turn. I mow, maintain, shape, and perfect. I take pride in myself and this place I call home. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, get a Kubota Commander Pro and take advantage of low-rate, long-term financing. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Go by Terry County Tractor, located at 1203 Seagraves Road in Brownfield, or call 806-637-4569.
And welcome back to the Town Talk Show. Once again, this is Kelsey Slaughter, joined by Danessa Churchwell, and we have Wellman Union ISD Superintendent Aaron Waldrop with us. Once again, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's good to be here.
How's your summer been?
It's been excellent.
Good.
I've been out and about quite a bit with family, but we're
yeah.
About to
I want
to
be
right
a Waldrop when I grow up.
Man, it's
that's my new
are
motto.
Are y'all accepting transfers into the family?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we are, and replacements.
Okay. Trades.
Well, in that case, I have a teenager that I will switch you.
It's tough because Ashley does not work in the summers.
Right.
And then she thinks that I don't work or I don't need to work in the summers. And so pretty much every weekend she's getting stir crazy at the house and she's ready to get out of there. But it makes it tough. It makes for busy summers, but we kind of like it
but
that way.
Fun. But you've been at school already getting stuff ready for the new school year, getting things lined out.
Yes, we have. It's here. Their teachers will be back Monday. And so, man, it's really flown by this summer. Students are going to start back on the 23rd, so really we're just a couple of weeks away. You know, we've been under the construction process for quite a while, but they've actually finished that up. We're minus the punch list, but all the major construction's done, so they're just in there kind of doing some detail work and finishing up. We got teachers coming in today, decorating the halls and trying to. That's one of the complaints about the school was that it looks a little bit like a hospital. Well, you know, last year when we got in, it was new and we just didn't have much decorations. So the teachers, you know, they get into it and they're having a gathering today to decorate and do what they do and try to get it ready for the kids to come back.
Nice. Now, have you? Are we going to see another choreographed dance routine on Facebook or?
You know, I've been really fighting against that.
Yeah.
And
you set the standard.
Yeah, the people want what the people want.
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to see if we can come up with something else.
Okay.
But we'll see.
We'll keep our eyes open.
Sometimes the pressure is just too much, and you gotta do something crazy.
Now, for people that may have been interested in possibly going out to Wellman, can you talk about that for a little bit? Are you guys accepting new students?
We are. We're you know, a large percentage of our population are transfers. So we do have an open transfer policy. However, we are pretty full in a lot of grade levels, so it's tough to say. We are still accepting transfers, but it's getting pretty tight. So
is one Is high school or elementary full, more full, or is it? Can you say off the top of your head?
I don't know. Right, I mean, high school, there's still some open spots, especially the juniors and senior class is a little smaller. But I think the freshmen and sophomore are getting pretty full. We have a couple of grade levels that we had to split just because we knew up front that they were too big going into next year. So there's a couple of grade levels in the elementary that are actually really big, but we still have a couple of spots because we got two teachers that are in that grade level.
Okay.
So again, it's just kind of hit and miss, but we're getting pretty full.
So just come out and ask if they.
Yes, they can come out and ask, or just call the office. Miss Irwin's there in the office, and she keeps up with that. She sends us daily updates on our numbers, but we're really proud of our enrollment is actually up. We're at 303 right now, which is up about 15% from this time last year. We were at 263, and if you go back even a few months before that, in May of 2016, we're up about 25% from then. We're right at 240 when we've closed out the year in 2016. So I know it's a good thing for us. The numbers are good. We needed a little bit of growth. But again, we're kind of getting right at the peak right now where this is about all we can handle. But I think we're at a healthy number. You know, the one thing about enrollment is that it's really tied to the finances. Mm-hmm. And so the more kids you have, the more money you get.
But the more you have to spend as well.
That's correct. And so you really have to find the happy medium. I don't know if you guys were planning on asking about Acetar, but I figured that may come up. We are a district that's affected by Acetar. And really, if we look back over the last couple of years, we've really had to give a lot, or we've gotten a lot from Acetar. And so that's been a big part of our budget. You know, and I think the board has known that for several years. And so really they did a good job looking ahead and planning for this time where we knew that it was possible that Acetar could go away. Mm-hmm. And so getting the building done, I think that was part of the plan to bring in some more students. But really where we are, the students that we've brought in have really balanced out and cut down on what we're going to lose from Acetar. And really, I mean, I hate to misquote on air, but it was something from like 450,000 last year to down to 60,000 this year that we're miss out on. So, and it all comes back to those student counts. So getting the students in the classrooms and in the building has really been a huge benefit for us, not just to fill up the classes and have a full school, but on the financial side as well.
So is there, going back to the registration, the transfers, is there a deadline for that or like a cutoff date?
There's really not. We kind of just leave that open, you know, and then it's always, we have it always available, and then you just come out, and if there's a spot, there's a spot. Sometimes we can look at a waiting list. We haven't been real big on the waiting list just because it's, mm-hmm. it seems like it's I don't know if it's a lost cause, but it's a long process.
Right.
So, yeah, you can come on out. If you're interested in transferring your students, you can come out and see if we have a spot. Or, like I said, just call the office, and they can kind of give you an idea anyway before you come out and go through the steps.
And then you have to actually accept those transfers as well. I mean, it's not just like if you're interested, you automatically get in.
Correct. Okay. Yes, if you live outside the district, you have to apply for a transfer, and we look at things, and that's one of the things with the enrollment, you know. And I want to, our enrollment has gone up, but it's still really important to us and our community and our school board that we maintain some of the values that come with a small school, and right. So we want to maintain high academic expectations, high expectations for behavior. And so those are some of the things we'll look at. That and attendance, those things all go into consideration when we're looking at a possible transfer student.
Yeah. Do you think that's kind of one of the advantages that, like, you guys have being from, like, a you don't have as many local that are just already in the district, but you can kind of pick and choose. I don't know if that's the right term, but you're able to kind of, you have that advantage.
Be a little more selective.
Yes.
I think so. But with that being said, a lot of our growth has been from move-ins. Mm-hmm. So we've had a lot of students who have moved into the district. And that's what, you know, I don't know if that's a misconception or not, but some people think we're just accepting a whole lot of transfers. And we do have a lot of transfers, but really a lot of our growth has come from students and families moving into the district.
That's good.
Who are our students from mm-hmm. the get-go.
And y'all have had some other changes going on with staff. You've had some new people coming in that are going to run some things for you guys.
We really have. I'm really, really pleased with the staff we have in place. I'm excited about, I think we have a great group of teachers, really good administrators. It's just, I'm really excited about the direction and this year. That's, to me, that's the most important thing, is if you have good people in place, good teachers, good staff, then everything else is going to go a lot better and it's as smooth as possible. But you guys know we hired Steve Osborne. He's our high school principal, and that's been great for me. You know, I've been able to kind of inch him back into the system. He's actually the man who hired me in Brownfield. So he was the assistant superintendent here, and over personnel, he hired me as assistant principal at the middle school, and then he helped me get into the principal position at the middle school as well. And then, of course, he retired, and we were able to kind of bait him back into part-time work last year with the coaching. And then when the principal job came open, he was nice enough to step forward and say that he was willing to help us out, which, I don't know, it's going to be a great fit. The kids know him. They respect him. He loves the kids. He may tease about, I don't know about doing this, but he loves it. And so, and you see him out at our campus and around the kids, he's got a pep in his step. He's always got a smile on his face. So I'm really excited about having him at the secondary.
So is he going to keep coaching as well?
He is. So he's the secondary principal, so 6th through 12th grade principal. And he's still the head girls basketball coach. Okay. So we think he can manage it. And I don't know. I'm excited to have him in both places.
Well, that's really good for discipline, because he can handle it on the court.
That's true.
We'll handle this in practice.
Yeah. Very neat. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to learn more about everything going on at Wellman Union. So stay tuned.
When you leave this life, how will you be remembered? The legacy you leave will not be measured in dollars and cents or by years lived, but rather by what you accomplished with your life. The measure of our life is not its duration, but its donation. We are here to help your family when you lose a family member. Ratliff Funeral Home in Seminole, Denver City, Seagraves, and Brownfield. We're here for you.
Are you tired of stopped up sinks and cold showers? We can rescue you at Rescue Plumbing. Cody Churchill has over 20 years of experience in the plumbing business and provides quality work at a reasonable price. So whether you need installation or a complete bathroom remodel, call Rescue Plumbing at 806-891-9617 and get a free estimate today. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at Rescue Plumbing LLC. Rescue Plumbing, ready to come to your rescue anytime, any place.
And welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We are visiting with Wellman Union Superintendent Aaron Waldrop. And we were talking about staff changes and what's going on with athletics.
Athletic, we got a new athletic director in as well. Coach Hood, Coach Joseph Hood's coming over from Brownfield. I've been really impressed with his enthusiasm and energy he's brought to the football program. The numbers are up there. They're really up across the board athletically. I think they had 19 boys come out for high school, which is a good number for us. And man, they're already getting after it. They're actually going to have Midnight Madness tonight, because tomorrow is the first day for them to be able to practice in pads. So they're going to take advantage of that right at midnight tonight. So that's a fun little activity. I think the cheerleaders will be out there, and I don't know if they'll get some ice cream or something for wee hours of the morning. I'm still trying to decide if I'm going to make it or not.
No, it's
It is pretty late. No, I think I'll go out and check it out and watch them get under the lights and get going. But we're really excited about the football program. Volleyball team is the numbers are up there as well. Coach Robin Tells is our volleyball coach. She's done a great job. It's a lot of success. They made it to the playoffs for the first time last year. It's still a fairly young program. I think this is the fourth year that they've been playing volleyball. And but really a lot of success last year. She's building on that. She's got some returners. A couple of new kids, you know, Coach Hood's daughter, Jaylee, is going to be a strong player for us. But really returning some good players, a couple of seniors who are going to lead the way. And they went out and beat Talkington in straight sets in their first game. So we're really excited about the volleyball program. And then cross country as well. Cross country's got a lot of kids out there running, some kids who were successful last year. You know, Brody Yates, Grayson Key were kind of they're our strongest cross country runners, but there's a lot of other kids in there who do a great job and help make it not just an individual successful program, but they're successful as cross country team as well. So athletics is a bright spot for us right now. We're looking forward to the year, and we think we're going to see some good things and a lot of improvements.
Are y'all, with your football and volleyball, do y'all have one team? Is it all varsity, or do y'all have JV as well?
We're probably going to run a JV. We are in volleyball. There's a JV as well. And football, I think that he's going to have enough. You know, the tough thing about football is injuries. Mm-hmm. You know, it's almost inevitable that you lose a kid or two. And so you're just going to have to – he's going to have to run the numbers and figure out what he can do. It may be like a hybrid – kind of where a JV plays a partial schedule, and then some of those kids are going to have to help out on the varsity throughout the year, and in district especially,
which will be nice. They'll get a lot more playing time, all the kids. So and y'all have some things coming up before school starts, or as school starts
a little bit. You know, like I said, we have the Midnight Madness tonight. Teachers start back on Monday. On Monday the 21st is our Meet the Wildcats, and that's a big event. We'll have the community out. It'll kind of be our open house. We'll do Meet the Teacher. So a lot of the elementary kids come out and see their teachers, see the school. Then we'll introduce all the athletes. And this year it'll be a little bit different. We're going to do it in the Commons area to kind of show off the new construction, the new gym, and, you know, say thank you to a lot of the people who've helped out. United was a big contributor in the construction process with the scoreboard and the gym, as well as Ag Texas. You know, and then just our booster club. The Wellman community, the farmers have really played a big hand. We have some things that had to get cut from the construction process. So our booster club and a lot of the local farmers have kind of came together, and they have all their equipment out there, and they're working, and they get the field house painted up, and they just really made a lot of nice additions. So it's been good to see the community kind of come together and mm-hmm. finish things out.
So when is y'all's first day of school?
Our first day of school is Wednesday the 23rd.
Okay.
So we're a district of innovation. We did that last year, and so that allows us to change the start date. Really, the start date for most schools in Texas is going to be the 28th, but that really pushes things back and makes it tough to get the schedule in the way we would like to have it. And so we're going to push it back a few days, and kids will show up on the 23rd.
And how does your school day run? What's the
8 times? To 3:45.
Okay, and that's for pre-K through 12?
Pre-K through 12.
Okay.
Yep, that's correct. So we'll all be together. And we're actually, I wish I could tell the listeners how we'll do pick up and drop off, but we're actually meeting on that today to kind of make sure we have everything lined out and be a little bit of change with the new campus.
Yeah. And one of the things you guys pride yourselves on is all the dual credit in college classes. That's all still happening.
Yes, we're okay. continuing that. We're very proud of that. The board's agreed to continue that process. So basically all sophomores and up, sophomores, juniors, and seniors, as long as they're being successful with their dual credit classes, they're able to take really as much as they can, as much as they can fit in their schedule. And that's all at no cost to the student or their families. So that's one of the best qualities about Wellman Union is we have kids that are graduating with 60 hours, 60 college hours completely debt-free. And so that's something we're proud of and we want to continue, and we feel like it's a great benefit to our students and families.
Are those predominantly ITV or in-classroom, online?
Most of them are ITV through South Plains. We've done a few through UTBB in Odessa as well. And then there's a little bit of mix. There's some where the professors will come out to the campus or they'll meet like in an after-school setting. Mm-hmm. But most of those are done ITV through the television screen where they can push a button and talk to the professor.
Right. And I know before you guys had talked about maybe expanding some technical programs. Are y'all still thinking about those things?
Yes, we are. And we've, one program that we've added this year that I'm excited about is a secondary music program. And we sent out staff, community, student surveys. And from the feedback we really got back, that there was an interest and a need for a high school and middle school music program. So we actually just hired John Patrick, who is he's a local. He's actually the pastor at Emmanuel Baptist, but he taught for me back when I was here in Brownfield, and he's going to come in part-time and do a few music classes for us. So I'm really excited about that. He's a great guy. Just somebody that you would want your kids to be around.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to do a great job with the music program out there.
Is that going to be like, is it going to look like band or choir? Is it going to be unique?
It's going to be unique. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've had several conversations with him about trying to develop a vision for the class. And I said, I don't know that we're quite ready for a marching band.
Right.
But, you know, really, I don't know if I should say this, but maybe like a School of Rock type thing where... the kids are learning different musical instruments and really just learning music. So they'll learn how to sing, play the piano, keyboard, guitars. I told him I would like to see drumline. I thought it'd be cool if we could get a few kids out at some of the games playing the drums, but we got to see how good they are first. a bad drumline.
It's not going to help anybody.
Could have the reverse effect. Yeah.
Very exciting. Anything else that we didn't cover that y'all have going on that we need to talk about?
I really don't know. I mean, I think everything's going great. We're excited to get the kids back in the building. It gets a little boring and uneventful sometimes in the summer. There's right. plenty of work to do, but it makes it a little more fun and entertaining when the kids are there to share it with. So we're excited to get them back, excited to get the teachers back. I don't know if they feel the same way, but we're ready for them and ready to get these kids up there and get school going.
Lots of awesome things going on at Wellman Union. If people want to call and see about possibly registering or transferring, what's the number they need to do that at?
They can call the school office. It's 806-637-4910. And that's Ms. Irwin will likely answer, and she'll have all the information they need. But they'll need to do it pretty quick because school's starting up here in about a week and a half.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Waldrip, for coming in and taking part of your morning to share all this good stuff with us. We're excited to see how you guys do and all of your awesome events and to see you out at Midnight Madness tonight.
Yeah. All right. Thank you guys for having me.
We hope that you guys have a blessed day. This has been Kelsey Slaughter.
And Danessa Churchwell.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.